This is Jim Engster. Thank you for joining us for Talk Louisiana. Your number is 877-217-5757. Debbie Moe, president of the Louisiana Association of Educators the last 6 years, is in-house along with legislative director for LAE, Shane Riddle, and they're here to talk about a few different matters, but on the front burner as we approach the session of 2019 is a call from the governor to increase teacher pay. And Debbie, I'm sure you're enthused about this. The governor was backed by teacher unions in his successful quest in 2015. He probably will be backed by teacher unions again in 2019. But what are the prospects for a pay hike for teachers right now?
Well, we're hoping, and first of all, let me say thank you for having me, but we're hoping that this is going to be a painless process, although I do know that that is not necessarily always going to be the prognosis for anything that goes through the legislature. But we are very happy to know that the governor is behind increasing pay for school employees.
Not only teachers, but support workers as well.
That is correct.
And how long has it been since the last pay hike?
It's been about 10 years.
It's been that long?
Well, I do know that Governor Edwards did, through a supplemental appropriations, get about a $500 increase for teachers mainly. The education support personnel were not part of that. However, what happened with that is that some of the school districts actually put it into their salary schedules, and so it was recurring even unto to this day. But others, such as my own home parish, kept the amount that was coming in as a stipend, and when the money was no longer appropriated, then it went away. So teachers in some parishes have actually seen a decrease since the time that that particular money was coming their way.
And you were in the classroom for 38 years.
Yes, sir.
Vermilion Parish, correct?
That's correct.
Nice garden spot in Louisiana. But if you say 10 years, we're going back to the Blanco years, aren't we?
Yes. The last major pay increase for school employees, mainly teachers, was under the Blanco administration.
What the heck happened?
Well, in my estimation, I think we went through a very conservative governor's administration, and then nationwide there
now,
was...
Which administration would that have been?
That would have been the Governor Jindal administration.
Okay.
But nationwide, there has been this, I don't want to say attack, but there's been this movement since 2010 where teachers are not being seen as quite the public servants that they truly are. They were maligned and very much quoted as being bad teachers, many of them.
877-217-5757. Should Louisiana teachers and support workers get raises? Debbie Moe says yes. Shane Riddle, who we'll hear from in a moment, also says yes. He's the legislative director, and the governor likes the idea, but right now he has a legislature that is comprised largely of members of the Republican Party, of which the governor is not a member, and some legislators say we don't have the money. Do you buy that?
I don't think that I do. I think that we have the money. In fact, just recently the Revenue Estimating Committee brought to them that they increase the amount of money that's going or revenue that's going to be recognized in Louisiana. However, that didn't happen. We're hoping that it will be eventually recognized and in time for the governor to put it into his executive budget.
Are strikes a possibility?
Well, we don't call them strikes. We call them work actions. At this point, we don't have anything in the works as a as an organization. I do know that in other states, the work stoppages that happened didn't come from the unions, the organizations. Mm-hmm. It actually came from the grassroots level. So my answer to will there be a work action, a work stoppage, is simply that we're not planning one. However, we are responsive to our members.
And in Louisiana, today is the first day of school in many places, including East Baton Rouge Parish. So I think the last thing parents would want is to have a work action. But at what point do you say, look, this is the only way we're going to get enough attention to accomplish our goal?
Well, I mean, I don't want to speak for the members, but I think if there isn't some kind of action by the legislature this year to increase pay for all school employees, there may be some work towards some kind of an action.
A work
if
action.
Not at the end of the year, then maybe at the beginning of next year.
Okay.
We'll see.
Now, in, a decade ago, 2009, Louisiana was probably pretty close, maybe even a little bit ahead of the Southern regional average for teacher pay. And if you haven't had a substantial raise, a significant one in a decade, those numbers have changed as far as comparing us to other states. Where are we now, Shane, or is Louisiana close, or is have our teachers fallen far behind their comrades in other states?
Yeah, well, thanks for having me on the show first, Jim. Well, according to the SREB, which the latest figures we have were 15-16, I'm sure we'll be working on new figures coming out this year from SREB. You know, we now have Representative Patricia Smith that serves on that board, and I believe the governor's administration serves on the board. But the average teacher pay as of 15-16 was about $49,244.
Again?
For Louisiana, the average was about $49,244, which puts us about $1,700 below the southern region average of $50,949. And that's about $1,700. And you know, we've heard proposals from certain legislators and even the governor's office that, you know, we're trying to get it up to $1,000. We don't believe that's going to be quite enough, but you know, we're willing to work with the legislators and the administration to even work on a multi-year plan to try to make sure that we get up to the SRB and even above it.
877-217-5757 for Debbie Moe and Shane Riddle of LAE. And we go to Jerry in Lafayette. Jerry, good morning. You're on Talk Louisiana.
Good morning, and I appreciate all the politeness y'all are using and the kind diplomatic words. But please, is there a chance of a strike? Teachers in other states have gone on strike and gotten what they want. I just tuned in. Maybe y'all have talked about it, but why don't Louisiana teachers strike?
Well, let me just simply say that we are ready to do that if our members are ready to do that. It does no good to call a strike and there's nobody behind you. So if our teachers are willing to stand behind us, and that's what happened mainly in many of the other states where the work stoppages happened last year. It was the members from the ground up who basically organized these work stoppages, and it just spread like wildfire. It didn't come from the union top-down level. It came from the bottom up, and the unions, of course, supported their members. So we would stand in that stead as well.
And, Jim, that's a very good question from the caller. But we also think that there are many, many things that we can do before we reach that point. You know, there's petitioning legislators. I know that from now until the beginning of the legislative session, we're going to be holding legislative town halls across the state to get commitments from legislators on teacher pay, raising teacher pay, and how we go about doing that. So the caller has a good question. You know, it could happen, but we are very optimistic that we can work with the legislators. We don't discriminate based on political party in regards to, you know, getting legislators on board to making sure that teachers, they raise the pay of teachers and even support staff in the schools.
All right. Here's a question to Talk at TalkLouisiana.org from Tom on Bluebonnet asking if the various teacher unions would have to be in concert on this. Would you have to be on the same page as FT and other unions?
Well, it's not a necessity or a prerequisite, but we would probably do that. We would be working with other education stakeholders in a coalition kind of format to make sure that we are working to get the goal of increasing pay for our school employees in the best posture possible. We would not want to work against one another. We would want to work in concert with each other.
877-217-5757 for Debbie Moe and Shane Riddle of the Louisiana Association of Educators. Dan downtown. Dan, you're on Talk Louisiana.
Yes, if we take as a given that the majority of Republican legislators are beholden to the corporate lobbyists, could the teachers union somehow convince Big Oil, et cetera, to go to bat for our state's future with a better paid faculty?
I am not sure what we can do with business. That it's not really our territory. We would be more than willing to sit down and talk with lobby or the oil and gas industry, whomever. We would not want a strike or any kind of work action to be the first line of action. We mm-hmm. would want to work with everyone who is interested in the education of the children of Louisiana to make sure that we are providing the best that we can. We will work with anyone to do that.
Ryan Simoneau writes, I'm wondering how proposed teacher pay increases work. Is the governor's proposal a pay increase mandate that puts the burden on municipalities to fund the increases, or does the state's budget appropriate the increase? And what is your message to prospective teachers? I'm a student at LSU in the Go Teach program. This issue is central to my future profession. If there is any way I can become more involved, please tell me. That from Ryan Simoneau. Let's go to the first part of this. Where would the money come from if there's a teacher pay increase?
Well, that's a good question. How do you pay for it? And there's really three primary ways that you can pay for teacher pay increases. One is through a local proposition on the local level. One is through the minimum foundation program, which is the basic aid, which we would prefer. That would come from the state level mm-hmm. Through the BSEE board. And then there's the third way, which is taking industrial tax exemption money, the board voting to roll those back to pay for those type of things.
877-217-5757. We'll round out the hour with Debbie Moe and Shane Riddle from LAE, and we'll be back after this quick pause on WRKF. This is Jim Inkster. Thank you for joining us for Talk Louisiana on WRKF. 877-217-5757. If you are inclined to join the conversation with Debbie Moe, the last 6 years she's been president of the Louisiana Association of Educators from Vermilion Parish, where she spent 38 years in the classroom, and Shane Riddle, who for the last decade has worked with LAE and is the legislative director, and he'll be at the Capitol as a teacher pay raise is considered by the legislature. The governor is on board. We heard from Shane and Debbie in the previous segment saying the average teacher in Louisiana earns $49,244 a year. That's $1,700 below the southern regional average. And there are those, and I'm sure you've heard it, who say that, look, you have time off in the summer, and $49,000 isn't a terrible sum to earn, and that you should not be as vocal as you are in calling for a teacher pay hike. But how do you answer people when they have this sentiment? Maybe they're not making $49,244 and they're working 12 months a year. How do you answer that?
Well, you hit on part of the answer. Most of our educators in the classroom, and certainly not our support personnel, make $49,000 a year. That is an average. They take every salary within the system and they add them together and divide by the number of individuals in the system. So it's a number that possibly the majority of educators do not actually make. When we're talking about salaries, we're talking from the superintendent down to the custodian, so everything's averaged together. Our teachers, as I said earlier, are some of the best of our public servants, and they know that they're not going to get rich doing what they're doing. However, it shouldn't be so hard for someone whom I am entrusting my child to at least be able to afford a house or maybe send their own child to college mm-hmm. and just make ends meet on a monthly basis as an educator.
All right. Ari on Jefferson asked if the quality of teachers would improve if the pay were higher. Is that a possibility?
I think that's a given, yes. Right now, the economy is so good that educators don't have to choose education as a career. And some who are already in education can take the skills that they have and apply it to the private sector and be paid much better.
But when you say work action or strike, whatever you want to call it, some people get antsy. I think you understand that.
Yes, I do.
But some would say, look, as Jerry and Lafayette did, if you want to accomplish your goal, that's the only way it's going to happen. You've got to take dramatic action.
I think that's something that should be at least a possibility. However, it should never be the first line. We need to make sure that we are doing our due diligence of actually meeting with legislators, and we are actually going to put together meetings with our members and their legislators throughout the state. That needs to happen. We are working with the governor, of course, and his administration, and we're also working with other education stakeholders, such as the Louisiana School Board Association, LFT, the Louisiana Principals Association, and superintendents, and so forth. We do not want to walk out on a tightrope without having done everything that we possibly could to make sure that we get an answer to this issue.
Are you optimistic?
I am optimistic. I know that the governor is behind us, and the governor is going to do what he can to make sure that our classroom educators, certified educators, receive $1,000 this year, and our support personnel receive $500. I take him at his word. I believe that he is going to do that. I know that it's not going to be an easy road for him. I know that there will be those who will perhaps not want to see that happen under this administration, but I do believe that he will do his best to make it happen.
Chuck asks about, this is Chuck in Mid-City, about the environment we're in with the legislature, of course, largely Republican, and the Democratic governor, and asking whether this will be an issue in the governor's race this year. Do you think this will be something that will be discussed when John Bel Edwards debates his opponents?
I'm sure that politics will always be a discussion in a campaign setting. Right now, I think I see something of a change. We do now have a Democratic House in Washington, D.C., even though we do have a Republican Senate. In Louisiana, we have both houses that are mainly Republican. However, I think that the American people, and certainly here in Louisiana, we have this desire to attack issues and find answers and solutions.
Mm-hmm. But in Louisiana, we have almost our entire delegation in Washington represented by the Republican Party, going right down the line with the president on almost every issue, by the way,
yes.
Both the senators and the five representatives who are GOP members. So it would seem that if Nancy Pelosi were in Louisiana, she probably would bless a teacher pay hike, but she's not from New Orleans. She's from San Francisco, and it's a tough sell with the current legislative makeup. In fact, one lawmaker even says we have so much money that we should take back the hard-negotiated deal that was enacted last year.
Well, Jim, our main purpose as the LAE is to build consensus among legislators, both Republicans and Democrats, to support increasing teacher and support staff pay. We understand that the state surplus is limited. It could be limited. And that it may take a multi-year plan to make sure we get to where we need to be, to make sure we recruit and retain the best and the brightest to work in the teaching profession in Louisiana. And we're pretty optimistic about mm-hmm. building that consensus between both parties.
All right, 877-217-5757. And John in New Roads writes, "Teachers, teaching is a dangerous profession. State teachers should be paid like state troopers. What do you think of teachers being armed? Is that a good idea?"
I would say no to that, because when we send our children to school, we want to send them into a loving and nurturing environment. And a teacher or any one individual in a school, whether it be the principal or it be a teacher or even an ESP carrying a pistol on their hip, is not going to lend itself to making sure that our children feel as though they're safe and loved. The compromise has been that we accept the idea of the SROs, the security officers, carrying a weapon in our school settings. But children understand that police officers, law enforcement, do so. They're not used mm-hmm. to seeing a teacher or a principal with a gun strapped to their hip.
And that's a good point, and it's a great example that last year we did build consensus around that issue of the issue of arming teachers. Senator Neil Reiser over in the Senate, we had a good compromise on a bill. We had several bills filed, but it ended up reaching a good compromise on that last year. So that's just an example of the consensus that we can build on this other issue of teacher pay.
Jim and Walker. Hi, Jim. You're on the air with Debbie and Shane.
Hi, Debbie. This is it's really nice to talk to you. My grandmother back in 79 led the teachers on their work stoppage at that time. So if that tells you anything about my support for y'all, it should.
Yes, sir.
The easiest way to tell people that say, oh, well, $1,700 isn't a big deal, they should just take $1,700 out of their pay and donate it to the schools to purchase supplies that teachers are having to pay for out of their own pockets.
That's a very good point. Most educators, in fact, educators are one of the only professionals who actually go to work and then are expected to buy the supplies that they need to do their job. If you go into an office situation, you're probably not going to have to buy your own stapler. You're not going to have to buy your own paper. You're not going to have to provide your own supplies. So I think the caller has a very good point. We need to do more to make sure that our classrooms are resourced better than they are.
All right. Terry on Goodwood asks what school bus drivers make. What's the average pay for them? Do you know?
That's a little harder question to answer. Those type of figures aren't really collected by the Department of Education. Most of those are paid by the hour. But we do know that most support staff, including bus drivers, have not had a pay raise in almost 15 to 20 years.
All right. So it makes significantly less than river pilots do. Doug on Corsi. Doug, right. Good morning. You're on Talk Louisiana. Please be brief, Doug.
Yes, I appreciate that. Thank you. I wanted to just bring up another issue with the idea of arming teachers, which is that it raises a whole slew of very practical problems. It's not enough to have someone have a firearm. They would need to be trained in using it, and that training would involve some type of certification or score, and so it's a lot to ask of teachers. And suppose your child has an excellent math teacher, but they just can't get a high score on their firearms test. Does that mean parents are going to want to change? It would open up a whole slew of just very unnecessary problems.
Yes, you are correct. That is a big part of our opposition to having guns in the schools. There's a lot of logistical and practical problems that need to be solved first.
Well, it's going to be an interesting session. It is an election year, and sometimes things get not done during an election year, but this is something you want to be done, and we'll see. It'll be an issue, both for anyone running for state office as a House or Senator, Senate member, or for the governorship of Louisiana. Thank you, Shane Riddle, and thank you, Debbie Moe. Appreciate
it. Thank you, Jim.